Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Star Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starpsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cash, also known as Natalie, and we have a continuation of Faith and Belief tonight, part two, which is going to be really good because, Cheyenne and James thought that there was so much to talk about that it would be nice to continue it on. So we just put it in, and it's really going to be a great show tonight. I see some people already in the chat room, but they're kind of, oh, there they are. They came back. They had bounced out. Now they're back in again. But anyways, let's get the show started. And, James, I'm going to let you begin.
Thank you, Natalie. And I just want to welcome everyone, welcome everybody in the chat. And today on the show we have Merlina and also Cheyenne. Cheyenne's one of the regular co-hosts on the show as well. And if you want to speak to anyone that you hear on the chat, including myself, and my name is James. If you want to speak to any of us, you can actually access us live on www.starspsychics.com, and that's stars with a Z. Now, Merlina, I'm not sure what is your user ID on there. I know what Cheyenne's is, but I'm not sure what yours is.
I'm Stars Merlina.
Oh, well, that's easy. Okay, so it's like Merlin with an A, but it's Stars. The preface to that is Stars. And then yes. Cheyenne on here is Stars Dragon Spirit. And if you're looking for me on the network, my nickname on the network is Stars James. So you can go to www.starspsychics.com, and that's Stars with a Z. And you can, if you like what we have to say or you're liking what you're hearing in the chat room, you can find the advisors on that particular network. And so today I just want to, oh, and by the way, thank you everyone for showing up and especially those in the chat room who are monitoring the chat room. I just want to say I really appreciate that you are here and supporting us on the show. So we're going to revisit the topic of faith and belief. And I just kind of wanted to go over, I listened to the show previous, and I was kind of disappointing for me because halfway through the show I was disconnected last time. And it was in my area, there was an entire area outage of internet and phone. So that's what happened to me. But I listened to the show, and I love this particular topic. It's one that is very close to my heart because earlier on in my life, I went through seminary, and I became an ordained minister, and then was even a pastor for a while. So faith and belief is definitely a part of that particular path. And I pulled back from that because I liked the dynamic of working with people one-on-one more than in a group. And so I became an advisor instead of doing that type of work where I had an actual congregation. But this particular topic has always been really close to my heart. And so I'm glad that we had the opportunity once again to revisit it. And this time around, of course, we have two other people on here, and they're going to share their thoughts and beliefs on this particular topic. But for me, I would really like to take this show and make this as an opportunity to be a really practical show, like, you know, how to's on how to utilize what we're talking about in your own life and to create the life that you desire. I want to revisit, you know, some of the things that I said, and then I'm going to give Cheyenne the opportunity to revisit what she said in terms of the kind of the fundamental principles of these two things. And then Merlina, you can just give us your thoughts if there's a difference, if you believe that there's a difference between belief and faith, and, you know, kind of what your thoughts are. And we'll start out that way. But to me, faith is a static impulse that is driven by belief. And what I mean by that is faith is something, it's kind of like the power source that aligns itself with what we already believe about the world, and it creates through that alignment. So just a couple of examples there. Louise Hay, which is one of my favorite authors and teachers, talks about how she never heals anyone, but what she does is she helps them change their beliefs so that they can bring healing both emotionally and emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And there have been a lot of recorded cases where people have went through, you know, trainings with her and such and have had a tremendous amount of healing. And she, in fact, herself had a healing of ovarian. I don't know if it was ovarian cancer. It had something to do with the woman parts. But that's how she even came about these particular teachings. And it's all about what we think and what we say and how that impacts our world and our future. Another good example about faith being kind of like the static impulse that brings about what we believe is when Jesus would heal someone, he would say, "Your faith has healed you." And in the records in the Bible, there are many times where Jesus had an opportunity to heal someone that was not a part of his religious order or his religious system. For example, he healed Romans several times, and you know, because Rome was actually they had kind of infiltrated that particular area in Israel, and so they were in control there. And so he had encounters with these people. They had a completely separate belief system, yet he was able to heal them and say to them, "You have more faith than anyone else in Israel," or things like, you know, "Your faith has healed you." And what he was recognizing was that they had an alignment with the healing and that he was able to use, or they just aligned with what he believed, which was all about love. I mean, if you read anything that Jesus had to say,
also,
it was all about love. What's
that?
He'd
also state it as, "For your faith has set you free."
Right, exactly, yeah. And so that to me is our faith is the kind of like the action part of our beliefs. And so, and then we talked a little bit about beliefs and like what that is. And we used the example the last time we talked about this 2 weeks ago, that the example of the woman who believed or who, you know, constantly said to herself, "I just can never, you know, all of my relationships fail. I can just never get a good relationship." And the result of that belief was that she always created relationships that were never fulfilling. So that's kind of my introduction here. I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Cheyenne. I know that that's more of a review, but then I kind of want to get into some more practical stuff on how to use this stuff. Like, what does it mean to actually live a life where you can have an impact on your future and have a pleasant future? So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Cheyenne.
Okay, thanks, James. Thanks to everybody who's listening and who's coming in the chat room. It's pretty much, like you said, insofar as just trying to set a ground base and touch up what we were doing. As you're thinking about the woman, whatever you believe in, whatever you keep repeating to yourself, that's what you believe in, what you keep repeating to yourself. So you're going to make it real. If she thinks she's going to attract that, and her energy is that she's going to attract that, that's what she's going to attract. But I agree, faith and belief have to go hand in hand, because if you don't believe in what you supposedly have faith in, then nothing's going to go anywhere. You're not going to have any type of foundation to stand on. And in order for healing to take place or anything, I'll give you another example. You go to a doctor, and doctor examines you and everything because you know there's something wrong with you. And to a certain point, you have to have faith in that doctor. You believe in what that doctor is doing because you went to him to begin with in order for him to do, you know, to examine you, to take care of you with whatever is wrong with you. They're both required. Healing doesn't take place without faith and belief. One goes hand in hand with the other. If you don't have faith in it, then you're not going to do anything with it. And if you don't have belief in it, you're not even going to examine it or look at it or even try it out to see if you know, it's what you want, if it's what you need. And I'm going to use the word need here. I don't like using the word need because when I put things out to the universe, it's whatever, you know, I am needing from them. And that's the only time I use need. But in anything that you do, that's the reason you're doing it, is because you have faith in it and because you believe in it. It's just like what we're doing right now and what we do, you know, as human beings on a daily basis. We do it because we believe in it. And with belief goes faith. And if you don't have either of those, you're lost. You don't have anything. Every single person on the face of this planet has to have faith in something. They have to believe in something. Because if they don't, they don't go on with their daily lives. They don't have a reason to be driven or to have the push to do what they do. So they have to have some type of belief, some type of faith. And that is what gives you your daily fuel. That's what gives you your ideas, your inspirations.
Yes, like with my psychic ability, you know, it's just like you're saying, you know, it has to be exercised regularly. Otherwise, things don't feel right, you know.
Oh, Cheyenne, are you still there?
Hello?
Oh, I think Cheyenne had gotten disconnected earlier, so
we're just going to go ahead.
You're there. Okay, I was just checking.
That's okay. I'm done. Go ahead and let Merlina go.
Oh, okay, hon. Merlina, what are your thoughts on kind of like the introduction, like what are your thoughts on belief and faith and how they interact with each other and such?
Well, I went through just about every religion in the book trying to find what worked for me. And ultimately, I have gone back to being a Christian, but I'm not typical. I would call myself a Christian spiritualist. And for me personally, the message that I want to spread to the people that, especially that had ostracized me and told me I was demon-possessed and stuff growing up, is that these gifts aren't a choice. It's like with being gay. You were born that way. It's not like I'm making a choice other than the fact that I do choose to harness it with pendulums and cards. But even if I didn't have the cards, it would still be here. And in that right, if God created it and, you know, I mean, I don't think it's a sin, and I really want to spread that message that, you know, that this isn't something anyone asks for anyway. You're born this way or you're not.
Right. And yeah, that's definitely, you know, true with the gift of the psychic or prophet or, you know, people who have that intuitive flow. And actually, I personally believe that we all have that intuitive flow. Not that everyone is called to specifically make this a part of their career, but certainly that we all have the propensity to, you know, connect with. I mean, we're all interconnected anyway. That's
oh,
fundamental.
I agree.
Yeah, and so we all really do have that gift.
I made up this saying is everyone is psychic, but psychics are just the ones that don't have to be told that they're psychics.
Right. I didn't hear my statement right
because I'm used to typing it, now I'm saying it out loud. That's what I mean.
That's fine.
What I'm trying to say is I think everyone has the ability there, but some people are more tuned into the fact that they have it, and they end up being the ones called psychics or in our society. And the people that are going to psychics don't realize that a lot of the time, half or 75% of the intuition is coming from them, the client.
Mm-hmm. Empathically.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I agree. I mean, like, not See, I personally believe that we each have a life path, and I believe that, you know, it is a part of my life path to do this as a means, not just for income, although I do make money, but this is what I'm most passionate about. This is where I find the most peace. So in that, I end up, you know, this is where I've ended up. I've ended up on this particular life path. And there are lots of people that I know that are very happy in the business world. There are lots of people. I mean, shoot, if my stylist didn't cut hair, what would I do? I would have, you know, messed up hair all the time. So we all have different life paths. And my stylist is very happy with what he does. So I mean, you know, that certainly is true, but I definitely believe that we all have intuitive ability and intuitive gifts, and they manifest differently for each individual, whereas, you know, the intuitive gift that we have, you know, Cheyenne and Merlena, that we use is a little bit different in that we use it for other people. And, you know, other people may use it for other people in a social setting, but not necessarily as a part of their career. And so I think that's where the differences are in that. But
yeah, for me, this is a divine life purpose, not just a
exactly.
hobby.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So was that what you had to share, Merlena, so far?
Yeah, that's just pretty much the basis of what I wanted to say. It's just that, you know, I hope we can spread more awareness to people that don't understand this and become fearful because of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and there was one thing that you had mentioned that I feel is very good, is that we need to, I mean, I believe it is our, you know, as human beings on this planet, as we evolve, part of what we're doing is we're reconciling our beliefs to our reality. There are a lot of people that, Cheyenne, you had said, where people have, like, very little foundation, where they assume that they believe something, especially about the divine nature. Like, they will assume that they believe that God is good, but then everything in their experience and even their own language does not line it up with what they say they believe about it. Mm. And this causes a lot of contention even between religions where they you know, say that God is love and God is good, and then they end up fighting each other because they want to be – their definition or their explanation of God differs from other people. So they create offenses, whereas that's the opposite of what they believe that their God is. In you know, it's that no foundation that they have. And Cheyenne, you were going to say something. I kind of heard you.
No, that's
maybe
okay. You go ahead with what you're
okay.
Go ahead
okay.
With what you're
I just don't want to interrupt you, but because you definitely have some wonderful things to say. But what I wanted to share too, kind of the path that I wanted to go, is our beliefs can oftentimes victimize us when we are not aware of them. And I really do think, or my belief, that it is about awareness. Many times people do not recognize what they're thinking and what they're saying and how that has an impact on their situation. So people will have beliefs that, you know, one thing that I hear a lot of people say is nothing ever works out for me. And, you know, if they're saying that, they are probably thinking that, and they're probably experiencing that. And so what has happened in their negative self-talk, exactly. And so what has happened in their experience is they have created a momentum or a cycle. Sometimes these are called, like, karmic cycles, or, you know, that they've created this momentum where their constant experience is negative because they don't recognize any positive. And I mean, this is with religious people. It's with all kinds of people. Another thing, especially with religion, I think religion is a, you know, with this particular subject, I think religion is very important. I consider myself a Christian, although I have learned from, you know, all different kinds of religions, probably like you, Merlena, where I have, you know, just I've been able to absorb. Go ahead.
I'm actually relating to you a lot right now. You almost
sound like
the male version of me.
That's wonderful. You know, I mean, I do believe that the spiritual path, whether it's labeled, you know, Christian or Buddhist or Taoist or Hindu, I really feel like, you know, truth with a capital T sounds the same no matter how you express it. And that is one of the fundamental beliefs that I have. You may believe differently, and that's fine. But the one thing that I wanted to talk about related to religion is that many times religion is waiting for something to happen to make everything better. I know I just want to share my personal experience with this. I, for many, many years, was waiting for the return of Christ to make the entire planet better. And I grew up in a prophetic environment where people actually predicted based on biblical scriptures or based on what they felt was their own intuition that Christ was going to come back on this particular day. And three times in my life, that date came and passed, and I started to recognize, wait a minute, no one is coming. And I don't know, I can't, so far as to say it will never happen, but what I recognized with that is I am the one that's responsible for what is going on in my life right now. And I feel like project, go ahead.
I mean, say it is true and we are waiting for that. That's no excuse to not stop doing the things we're doing on an everyday basis.
Absolutely. Well, and Jesus even said, if you believe in me, you will do the same works as me, in fact, greater works than I do. And, I mean, if you're claiming to believe in Christ but you're not living out that reality, then there is something fundamentally wrong with your version of Christianity. And I'm not judging anyone by saying that. I'm just recognizing that there is a principle within the gospel that mentions that. And, you know, so no matter if you believe Christ is coming back later or if you believe that as we accept Christ or as people accept Christ, that Christ has returned to the planet, and it's all about reconciliation. Whichever belief, wherever you land, I mean, either way, you are still responsible for the reality that you're creating now. You know, Jesus talked a lot about faith and how, you know, with enough faith, you can move a mountain. Well, start moving some mountains then. And, you know, I mentioned Christianity probably more than other religions because that's where my heritage is. But, you know, I kind of want to stay on this.
Here, but, I can also say as an anthropology major that it is one of the largest populations, like in almost any situation, like a group of people that call in, there's going to be more Christians than any other religion because they predominate.
Well, especially in the Western world, you know, in our culture.
Yeah, definitely in our culture for sure.
So, Sharon, what do you think? I mean, I know that we have different religious expressions. So what do you think about this particular topic, and how does it relate to your specific religious beliefs or people in that particular culture that you're in?
Well, you know, it's the background that I come from was so fundamentalist and conservative that if I had ever told anyone, hey, you know, I think I'm an indigo child or I have extrasensory perception, I probably would have had a bunch of people speaking in tongues and laying hands on me because I had a demon. And I knew that was the environment I was in, so I never told anyone what was going on. And sometimes I felt like something sinful was happening and I had this guilt of something I couldn't talk about. And now that I'm an adult,
I would like to address a couple of things that James has said.
Yes, go right ahead.
I agree with you, James, in regards to no one is coming. I believe that is one faith, okay, and people taught of a second coming and so forth, like you said, with all of the different dates and everything else, and the dates have gone by even more for me than they have for you.
Right.
I think he came with a message, and I think that he taught us things that we are capable of doing.
Right, absolutely.
Because he said, you will do these things and greater also.
Right.
So that's one thing. But then, you know, also it's life path requires belief. If you don't believe in it, You wander around in a circle. You don't believe, you know, that you have a path to follow when everybody does. Because when they hit that niche, all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb goes on. And then they go a little bit further, and the belief takes them a little further, and their faith in it takes them a little bit further. When you do things and it feels right, then that is when most people find their solid belief. Their solid faith. It
right.
feeds it.
That, and, the and, sense of,
excuse
of wandering.
Me. Excuse me. And also, it's kind of like, you know, the split, like you were talking about the split in faith. There's always a split. Now, that's totally, I'm sorry, but to me, an oxymoron, okay? Because of the simple fact that here is one, let's say, one country that believes in the same faith, and yet, just like the Bible split, remember last time we talked about this, I was talking about how the Bible was split, how the Old Testament was a loving, peaceful God, and in a second, in the New Testament, how it was a warmongering God. It's the same thing that happens in these countries. They believe in the same faith, but somebody wants to tweak something, somebody wants to change something, and all of a sudden, there's a war, and they're fighting, and it's the same religion, but they're fighting each other. You know, religion, I'm sorry, but to me, religion to some point will expand, and it will make itself better, because the things that we learn and the things that we move forward with is going to expand that religion, no matter what that religion is. I'm not, you know, religion. I'm spiritual. But the point is, as you learn, just as Christ said, as you learn and as you do, it's going to expand. It's not going to just stop. It's going to expand. And there's no way of stopping that. And there are people who want that to stop, who want to hold that in place, who want to hold just the old teachings in place. And to me, that's not belief in what you're preaching. It's not belief in what you're reading. Because if you believe, you know, had faith and true belief in what you were teaching and reading, you would understand it's going to expand. You can't hold it just in one spot. And that's all I have to say on what you had to say.
Thank you, Sian. I appreciate it.
I'm really sorry I interrupted. I'm just getting used to this. I've never done radio before. I only had one statement to say. When you were, Cheyenne, talking about people, you know, wandering ungrounded, trying to find something, it just made me think of the Hermit card from the Tarot.
Absolutely, yeah.
It just that image popped up in my mind, and that was just what I was wanted to contribute right there.
No, I appreciate that, definitely. And don't worry. I mean, this is always a learning experience. The way that we do the show, I'm always learning. I mean, that's what I love about the show so much is I learn so much from the people that are speaking. And you know, in terms of the etiquette, yeah, I try. I don't always successfully do it, but I try to wait until other people are done. So I mean, but you're Merlin. I just want to say you are forgiven, and all is well. So okay.
Thank
so
you.
Another,
I love you guys.
Thank you. Okay, so there was another thing that I wanted to mention. I kind of wanted to cover the religious aspect of it. Now I want to cover a little bit about what we believe about the past, because I really, this is a huge one for a lot of people, and why I truly believe that many religions talk about forgiveness for this reason is because many times people have a very skewed version of the past, meaning that they have had experiences, especially in childhood. We learn from our parents, but what we have to recognize is that unless our parents were like Christ or Buddha, you know, that they were wounded themselves and that they were dealing with some of these same issues. And you know, we don't have to maintain the belief of our parents. Secondly, it's important for us to reconcile those past beliefs unto the present moment so that they can be healed. And that's what forgiveness is all about. And forgiveness doesn't always have to be towards a certain person. Now, if you are angry and resentful towards a certain person and you you're still holding on to that, I encourage you, let that go, because that is doing you no good. It is harming you. Whether you feel that you are justified in your position or not, you are recreating. It is toxic. You will recreate that experience until you are able to let it go. And that's where a lot of those repetitive negative beliefs come from, is experiences that we have had in the past where we've been wounded and we have not allowed ourselves to heal. And it may not be an easy process, but it doesn't always have to be a painful process as well. So I'd encourage you, recognize what you believe about your past, because it is having a tremendous impact on your future. And one thing I would say, you know, I was, the first seminary that I went to, or the first Bible college that I went to, I was kicked out of. And I was very wounded. And, you know, it took me, from the very beginning, I recognized that I had to forgive. And this was a Bible college. I'll just tell you where I was at the time. I had sold all of my possessions, and I was going to become a missionary. And I went to a Bible college, and that was my whole purpose. And my entire life was this community. It was more than just a college, because they had missions right there. And
I'm sorry. I can just imagine how much that must have hurt.
Well, you know, and I'm not saying it to be extreme. I'm saying it to really, you know, I believe I went to this was my purpose when I was going there. I went there to know God. And I can tell you that in my experience, I had, especially through forgiveness, I had some of the most profound experiences with God, that I would not give that up for a moment. And I think that it is important to recognize that as you forgive, you reconcile those things from the past and it to the present moment, and it makes you a much more dynamic and strong individual, and that you are the person you are because of those things. And you may not like who you are, but you can also change that. But the only way you can change that is by allowing yourself to be in the present moment. The present moment is the place of power. And that's just what I wanted to share, because I do believe that forgiveness is an important dynamic when we talk about things like faith and belief. You know, it's one of the things, you know, just going back to my own heritage, it's one of the things Jesus talked about all the time, is that, you know, if you're unwilling to forgive your brother, it says in the Bible, but I believe it's a mistranslation. It says, if you don't forgive your brother, God in heaven will not forgive you. I do not believe that it's because God is withholding love from you. What it is the blessing that you can have for today cannot happen if you are not in alignment with today. And so that's really what I believe that particular statement means. It's not that God ever withholds love from us, because we're his creation. I mean, and it depends on how you know, what you believe our source is. But, you know, I believe that the source is loving and creative. And, you know, that's where my faith comes from. And so that's why I really believe that forgiveness is one of the most, if not the most important dynamics in, you know, really being able to shift our beliefs so they can have a positive impact on our lives. Cheyenne, what are your thoughts on that? And then we'll go to you, Merlina.
I'm going to take it out of the religious sector, because it's
absolutely,
not always
please do.
In the religious sector. It doesn't matter if you're religious. It doesn't matter if you're spiritual. There's still the dynamic of belief, faith, love, forgiveness, all of those things that you have with religion, you have with spirituality. And it doesn't matter who you are on the face of this planet, each person has this capability and these things within them. I think I said on a previous show on this that from the moment we are born, we are taught somebody else's beliefs, somebody else's fears, somebody else's likes and dislikes. It takes a time period through our own growth and our own experiences to show us something different, to have us feel something different or see something different. And the two, you know, faith and belief go with being human, period. You know, just they both go with being a human being. You're going to have faith in something. I don't care what it is, but you're going to have faith in something. It may
Absolutely.
Not be the Bible. It may not be, you know, another type of religion. It might be a god, a goddess. It could be a lot of different things. But as long as you have faith in something that's bigger than yourself, that you gain power from and that you learn from, that's what matters. And again, I don't care if it's religious, I don't care if it's spirituality. Both of those dynamics exist. And every single person on the face of this planet has faith in them, has belief in them. Because if they didn't, you wouldn't exist. You would be in such a state of depression, you would just wither away. So that's why I say, those are the fuel that feeds people. That's what feeds the soul, is having faith and belief in different things. Everybody on this planet doesn't believe the same thing. Everybody on the planet is never going to believe the same thing, except for one thing. And that's that there is life, and you are here, and there's something bigger than you. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. Everybody's going to have their own belief systems. Like I said, when you were born, and for your first few years, as you were saying, you're learning somebody else's beliefs and fears. And as you get older and as you go through your path, you have to deprogram. Because what happens is you come up against something that conflicts what you've been taught, and for a second you're going, okay, this doesn't fit. So you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to withdraw and go back to somebody else's belief, or you're going to say, wow, maybe there's something more to this, and you're going to push yourself, and you're going to go further into the experience and learn for yourself. A lot of people go through their lives living somebody else's life, and they do not even realize it. There are people who don't wake up. There are people who will walk around from the day they're born to the day they die, living the habits, beliefs, and fears, and everything else of somebody else. And as far as forgiveness, everybody on this planet knows what forgiveness is, because if you don't have forgiveness, you feel sick. It's poisonous. And their conscience starts to bother them. That's just they're self-aware. Their conscience is going to bother them. So it all is one big thing, but yet there are very diverse ways of looking at it and thinking about it and feeling it and experiencing it. So with spirituality, I always tell everybody, you know, if you want to be religious, that's fine. If you want to be spiritual, that's fine. But if you want to be spiritual, it is not always the easiest path to go. And it's not.
I agree.
Because, because there is a lot more to it. And to remind everybody who is listening, everything that you have learned, every bit of knowledge you have learned, you are responsible for. Every single thing you've learned, if you do the opposite of it, you're going to get the repercussions. But everything you learn, everything you experience, you are responsible for it. And a lot of people don't realize that. And by the time most people that I know do realize that, they're already, well, let's just say, not in a really good space. So that's all I have to say on the subject. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Merlina? Did you have anything to share on that particular idea, the forgiveness dynamic, and then also what Cheyenne shared about the religious, you know, the religion and spirituality dynamic?
Sure. Amongst my family situation, reconciliation was able to take place. In fact, my parents have even read some books on people who are psychic to try to understand me and about indigo children. And it touches my heart, really. It almost makes me cry that they would put out that much effort towards something that I know they don't believe, just to try and love their daughter more. So there has been some healing there. And along the lines of what Cheyenne was saying, somewhere in there, there was a reason I thought this applied. I can't remember exactly what the sentence was, but I go to the Catholic Church now, and I pretty much believe everything they teach, but I also believe in spiritualism, and it straight up does not go together. Like the concept of a Christian witch or a Christian Wiccan, it doesn't line up. There's no explanation of how you could possibly make it work. But at this point, it's what I believe and it's what I enjoy. I like going to Mass. I do believe in what the Catholic Church teaches. But and I used to worry and hair split all the time about how I could make this all fit together somehow so that there's no philosophical discrepancies. And once, finally, I just realized one day, you know, it doesn't really matter. Who cares if it doesn't line up or doesn't make perfect sense? Especially to other people, because it's not their belief, it's for me. So I just do what feels right to me, and if it, you know, sometimes the dogma doesn't line up, you know, I don't worry about it anymore. Oh, well.
Right.
So
right.
That was pretty much all I had to share right now on that portion of her topic.
Thank you, Merlina. I certainly appreciate that. And it's definitely, I loved what you shared about the reconciliation with your family, because the one thing that I, and gosh, it's taken me years to learn, and I'm still learning it, is that I can love people who disagree with me, and I can even love people who are in opposition with me, meaning people who decide to make an assumption about who I am that may or may not be true, but you know, allowing them to have that assumption without allowing that assumption to define my character in how I relate to them. I don't know if that makes sense when I say it that way, but that is actually,
yeah.
it's a really powerful belief to recognize that I, you know, they don't have to define me. It is who I am that defines me, not what somebody else believes about me. And Cheyenne, I just want to say thank you. You're always so grounding in terms of, you know, I mean, I like a lot of my background is you know, very religious and spiritual. But one of the things I want to say about, because I do use the term God a lot, to me, I do not believe that it has to be the term God. I don't feel like the source of where we came from is really all that concerned about how we address it. Some ways that at one point in my life this was the most helpful is when I would refer to God, I would refer to God as the process of life or the creative process. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be religious. You know, and you don't have to be a part of a specific religion to recognize that your fundamental beliefs or even your superficial beliefs have a tremendous impact on how you live your life and what you experience in life. And I think that one of the beliefs that I had changed, you know, speaking of reconciliation, was that, I was able to, you know, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. One of the things that transformed my life tremendously was that I allowed myself to define my own beliefs. When I did that, and here's a little nugget. This is one of the things that helped me out a lot when I was learning how to love people who were in opposition with me. Because I can tell you as a gay psychic who grew up and is still, you know, around a lot of fundamentalist evangelical Christians, one of the things that helps me out a lot is this one phrase: that may be true for you, but it isn't true for me, or it doesn't have to be true for me. You know, and sometimes I say it, and sometimes I just let that be. You know, that may be your truth, that may be your reality, but it doesn't have to be my reality. I do this a lot, especially when it comes to people who talk about financial issues, where, you know, when people start talking negatively about the economy, I will tell you, you know, I've worked for myself for a long time. I have never experienced any downside in terms of my own financial well-being because other people are talking negatively about the economy. And so, you know, I do that a lot when I come up against that, is that may be your truth, that may be true for you, but it does not have to be something I have to own. The economy doesn't have an impact on me because the economy is not my source of income. You know, and so what I would say, and you don't have to say this, but God is my source of income, or the process of life, or whatever, you know, resonates the most with you. And I'm sorry, Merlina, were you going to say something?
Yeah, you totally just reminded me of something I was contemplating either earlier today or yesterday. In the Constitution, it talks about our right and freedom to believe what we want, but in reality, that can't be written on paper. That is an innate human thing you're born with. I mean,
sure.
People could be torturing you, but they can't take your right to believe and think from you, really, regardless of no matter what the economy or society is.
I totally agree with that, yeah. And actually, that touches on something that Cheyenne was talking about, where she said that we're really taught what our beliefs
yes.
are from childhood. And, you know, I mentioned it last week. I truly believe that if we were supposed to, if it was important for us to believe everything accurately, that the wisdom that knit together all of this universe would probably have put that in our heads before we incarnated on this planet. And so it's not that I'm loose about my own beliefs. I have a very set, my beliefs are fluid in that I allow them to change. But I do have a very set, you know, doctrine or whatever you would like to call it, a set
foundation
of beliefs. Like, thank you for that. But they are fluid. I allow my beliefs to change based off of what I'm experiencing, because what I have learned is that life is a tremendous teacher, and that life teaches us so that we can be flexible in terms of our beliefs and how we interact with other people. And to me, like, the most fundamental thing for me is that I believe that love is the most important thing. And that's in how I would define love is unconditional acceptance. So if I'm loving another person, I unconditionally accept them, even if they don't believe the same way I believe. Or if I'm loving life, I unconditionally accept the process of life, and I have faith because I believe in a good God, or that the process of life is good, that things will work out in my favor. Okay, so I just wanted to touch on that because I really did like that, you had brought up that we are really taught other people's beliefs, and it is our responsibility to take that into consideration that they may not have been right. That what our parents taught us may not have been accurate, and many times it wasn't. You know, one of the things that I learned early on as a child the phrase was money doesn't grow on trees. And then I lived next door to a peach orchard, and I looked out there, and the spirit or my own intuitive guidance said, money does grow on trees. They're doing just fine. And I realized that one fundamental belief controlled so much of how I looked at the financial world, when in reality, all I had to do was shift that belief a little bit, and that money really did grow on trees. And by the way, the people who owned the peach orchard were actually very wealthy, maybe not, you know, like a CEO is wealthy, but they were happy. They were prosperous because they found fulfillment in all areas of their life, or many areas of their life. And that's really what all of us want. You know,
that's an extremely profound philosophy that you came up with about the trees. I was just going to say that that's very cool.
Well, thank you. One thing I did want to mention too. Oh, give me just a second. I apologize. My iPad was going off. I wanted to mention this, and I know we're getting close on time, but I wanted to talk about what we believe about the present moment, because I feel like this has a tremendous impact on our lives as well. Well, quite a while ago, actually, it's probably been a few years now, I was really interested in the work of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who talks a lot about Taoism and...
I have his 2015 calendar.
I love Dr. Wayne Dyer, but one of the things that he had said, and it hit me really hard, was he said, I believe that there is more good in the world than bad. And the thought that I had was, well, he's never watched the news. And he said, probably about three or four statements after that, I choose not to watch the news. And it struck me that his reality was that he has not experienced more bad in this world than good, because he refused to take in that reality that the media is feeding so many of us. And so, you know, in closing, I would like to challenge you to really challenge your beliefs. What is feeding you? Where are the sources of your information coming from? And, you know, it doesn't mean that we have to go around telling people that they are wrong. In fact, I think one of the most important things that we can do is learn to love people and allow them to believe whatever they want to believe, and then come to a place where they recognize, hey, wait a minute, you're happy and successful and you seem fulfilled in all these other areas. And that is a very attractive thing. When you meet somebody who's a dynamic individual who really, they may not have everything together, but they have what you want, it's attracting them to you, and then you can share your beliefs. But this whole idea that we need to proselytize and get people to, you know, convince people, I don't really need people on my side. In fact, I'm not looking for a following for myself. I really just, you know, I want to learn to love the people that are in front of me, which means I want to learn to love Natalie. I want to learn to love Cheyenne. I want to live to learn Merlena, because they're in my conscious experience right now. And I can tell you, when I shifted my belief about the world around me, my belief is very strongly the same as Wayne Dyer's now. I experience more good in this life, more good than I ever thought I could. If you would have told me 10 years ago I'd be experiencing this much good in my life, I would have told you you're a liar. You know, I believe that there is more good in this world than bad if you just shift your perception and allow yourself to recognize it. And so with that, I think I'm going to close, but I'm going to pass it on to Cheyenne. What are your final thoughts, Cheyenne?
First off, the major word is unconditional. A lot of people in the world say unconditional, but they really don't agree with unconditional, because you can tell by the way somebody talks or the way they behave or whatever if they're unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I agree, be yourself. No one defines who I am.
Absolutely.
And no one will ever define who I am. You know, you live what you believe, your truth, not mine. When we discuss things at the discussion, it doesn't mean that you have to go out right away and do this, that, and the other thing. Everybody has their own code of life that they live by. And that code is going to change during the course of your experiences, in the course of your growth. And hopefully people get to the point where they do understand the word unconditional. You know, I don't judge people. First off, second off, I do not sit there and say, well, you know, it's everything's conditional, because everything's not conditional. It's not like, I'm not talking about like when you drop a contract with somebody or something of that nature. I'm talking about if somebody else is talking about something that you don't believe in, don't sit here and think in your head, well, they're wrong. No. Who am I to judge you? Who am I to say that you're wrong? I have my own beliefs. It's only fair that everybody else has their own beliefs. And you know, you walk your talk. And it's not up to me to judge just the world. I believe it. I don't want that job. That's impossible.
Amen.
I got enough dealing with what the guy gives me, okay? So, you know, it's just that the judgment thing goes out the window. You know, something that I do is something that you don't agree with, well, then you just don't agree. I mean, a lot of people fear that word, you know, disagree. And it's like, well, that's what makes the world what it is. That's how we learn and grow from each other. I mean, if you're sitting across from somebody and they're talking about something you don't like, but say, for instance, they got one sentence that they say out of all of that you go, ding, 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 okay, well, maybe that means something. So, again, you know, be yourself. No one defines you. Only you define you. There is nothing on the
face. You have so much wisdom.
Thank you. The face of this planet is going to define you, okay? Unless you're going to go by somebody else's rules and regulations and suffer the same consequences that they do, don't worry about it. But that's all I have to say in closing. I'd like to thank everybody that's been in the room, and Natalie for hosting, and I think it was a good show, a good talk, and I hope that somebody did pick up something, maybe give them to think about. And again, you know, go out there and be yourself. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks or what everybody else judges by. Just be yourself. And that's all I have to say.
Awesome.
Thank you. Marlena?
You're out. You know, this is my second time here, so I still pretty much feel like a guest. I just wanted to say thank you guys for having me and including me, and I really enjoyed it, and it's really awesome that we have this community here at Stars.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Berlina. And yeah, it's been a really fun show, and I just want to thank all of the listeners and the people in the chat, especially you guys. I mean, you guys really support us, and you're kind of like you're the unseen heroes. Although I guess people who are listening and they log on, they get to see you and they get to chat with you. So I just want to thank you, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Natalie. I do want to say I love you guys. Thank you so much, Cheyenne and Marlena. I learned from you too, and that's one of the reasons why I love doing the show, is it always inspires me. And I always take something when I'm doing the show. So I just wanted to say that as well, and I'll pass it on to Natalie. Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Marlena is because we're both named Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. Natalie.
Natalie this, Natalie Davis. Yeah.
Not Marlena Natalie.
No. We get confused by people a lot. So.
Okay. Is Natalie there?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, not Marlena Natalie.
Natalie.
Thank you.
This is Marlena Natalie Davis.
Oh, I know. I was just going to give it back to... our Natalie, the Natalie that runs Stars. And
oh, go ahead. I think we had a great show.
Yeah, I don't know. Is she there? She has to be there. She put me back on the line when I got disconnected.
Maybe she hit a wrong button.
Okay,
if somebody's online, somebody please... Right to her.
So I love your flowers and your gemstones every evening.
Thanks.
On Facebook, it's a nice touch.
Thanks. I can't believe that we lost her.
Well, I don't, you know what, I was disconnected as well, like right at the very end when you were talking, so I'm wondering maybe, but I don't understand how, because she had to have connected me, right?
Because
you cut out for like maybe 20 seconds and then you were back.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if we both just hang up? Does it close the show?
Yeah, you guys can. I guess we can go ahead and hang up. I just want to, you know, thank you guys. If you liked anything that anyone had to say on the show, you can certainly find us all at www.starspsychics.com, and that's Stars with a Z. If you're looking for Cheyenne, you'll want to look for Stars Dragon Spirit. And if you're looking for Marlena, you will look for Stars Marlena. And my name is James, and I am on the site as Stars James. And so I guess we'll go ahead and disconnect. Love you guys. Thank you so much for joining the show. And I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. And next week, what is the topic next week? We're not really sure.
Right.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. We're not sure. so, yeah, I know that the topic after next, like the 2 weeks from now, if you're going to join us, I believe that topic is going to be Are We All Psychic? And so that will definitely be a fun one, and we hope you can visit us then. All right. Have a great week.
Okay.
Love you guys.